bright skies and blue are your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore.
The Wild Man sing along there with the Casuals with from their CD where you can do karaoke with the Casuals. So hook up with Ray if you want to get a copy of that. And priorly to myself and the Casuals, it was the Doika Brothers, and from their new release called Shining Up Old Favorites with one called You Are My Special One. Still coming up today, we got the Goylem will be along for you. But right now, what is the quickest way to get to the unemployment office? Tell your boss you need a cost of living raise to offset the recession of his hairline.
Please stop doing that.
The reason I titled the book No Rhyme or Reason is because it contains a variety, a wide variety of situations and themes. Some of the poems are rather depressing or sad. Other ones are hopeful. And there are a couple that are somewhat humorous. I wanted to end the book on a humorous note, and so I'll share with you the last poem in the book, Tomorrow's Another Day. Watching my life wasting away, I didn't want to live to see my final days. So I put my head in the oven and turned on the gas. I thought I would die like Sylvia Plath. But a roadblock arose that countermanded my will. The gas was turned off for not paying the bill. So I climbed a tall ladder to the top of the roof, brought 20 feet of rope, and fashioned a noose. Then I hurled myself off without making a sound. Forgetting to tie the other end, I smashed into the ground. I awoke in the hospital, strapped to my bed, with a marching band pounding inside my head. Then they brought me some pills and said, "Take some of these. They should make the pounding in your head cease." But they left the whole bottle, and I saw my next chance. So I stuffed the whole thing in the pocket of my pants. When I got home, I took the pills out and swallowed them whole, only to discover they were just a placebo. So I bought myself a gun and put the gun to my head. "Nothing can stop me now," I said. I closed my eyes, squeezed the trigger, but something ruined my plan. The one bullet in the chamber had inextricably jammed. So my last and only remaining recourse was to try to drown myself, of course. But my cement overshoes weren't dry and dissolved in the bay. Oh well, I give up. Tomorrow's another day.
How about that, huh? Mr. C.T. Bradley from his Rhyme and Reason poetry book. Check it out right there. You can find him right there at home.comcast.net/squiggly thing. C.T. Bradley/site. Or you can also find him right there at Amazon.com as well. Or you can certainly always just go to the Wild Wilson site, wildwilson.com, and go to the links page. That would be the links page number 2, that is, links page number 2. And you can find his link for his site right there, as well as you can hear that again, that poem there again, as well as another one from him what is it called, Wild Man? It's called The Man Behind the Mask, which is about Alzheimer's and, you know, with his father and such. And it's very, very, very touching, and just some wonderful, wonderful poetry by Mr. C.T. Bradley. Check that out. All right. Alrighty. It's time for this little jingle.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Find your Minnesota artist right now on the Wild Wilson Show.